Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Janice King. Janice has been working with tarot for 20 years and has seen it in action over that time, quite literally changing lives. In addition to tarot, she is trained in Yushi Reiki, a qualified hypnotherapist, and is a meditation teacher. In addition to reading for numerous clients worldwide, Janice has appeared on TV, radio, and in the mainstream press, and has read for celebrities as well as a few politicians. She's written three books: Tarot Mastery, Decoding the Tarot, Perfect Match, The Magical Way to Dream Your Relationship, and Tarot, the Life Code, A Fool, a Magician, and the Secret of Life. Janice created the international award-winning deck, the Life Code Tarot, which gave rise to the system she now teaches. She is passionate about passing on that information, showing her students the language of tarot as it has been shown to her.
We go.
Hello, Janice.
Hello, Joanne. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, and welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Lovely, lovely. And you are, you know, I love tarot, I must tell you. I am just totally addicted to it, and I have been for many, many years. So this is going to be wonderful, listening to all your wise, divine wisdom about the tarot, yeah, and about your wonderful book, Tarot, the Life Code, A Fool, a Magician, and the Secret to Life. It's so interesting, yes. So to start off with, Janice, could you please tell our audience what tarot means to you and how you got into tarot?
Yeah. Well, tarot is, it's obviously my passion. And for me, it represents the key to the confusion and stuckness that we so often feel. So it allows us to get some insights. We can kind of, you know, we can lift the veil on what we don't know. And that's, you know, we come to tarot often because we feel stuck, because we feel confused. So that's what it means to me. I came to tarot after a 3-year dark night of the soul. Well, I came actually at the beginning of that and was guided to tarot through a meditation where a small boy came in, handed me a white stone egg and said, and I looked at it and went, oh, that's a white dove. And he nodded, ran away. And then I found myself in Camden Market a few weeks later thinking, well, I've still got no information. Guides, forget. And walked into the shop. The guy said, I said to the chap behind the desk, oh, I'd like to talk about tarot reading. And he said, well, you need to speak to White Dove then. So that was a reading that kind of took my head off a bit, because he told me my life was being taken apart and put back together, and I was being moved to a new path, and it was going to be 3 years, and it was going to be really, really hard, and all of those things were true. But at the time I said, well, I refuse that. You can take it all back. I refuse to participate. I wish it to stop. This is not what I asked for. You don't have a right to come in and take my life apart. I didn't actually give you permission for that. So anyway, that's what happened. But I opened Pandora's box by what I requested. But interestingly enough, what I requested, I had a big old rant at God before this even happened. And I was saying that I thought it was really unfair. Why can't we have a map of some sort? Why does it have to be so damn hard? And I mean, what? So we do a thing in life, and the way we get told whether this is a good thing, we just get slapped. What kind of system is this? So yeah, so this is and because of that reading, I obviously was very curious about that and found out more and obviously then found my own way into tarot as well. And that walked with me through that dark night. Now, I want to make it clear that at that point, I was just learning. So I'm not going to tell you at that point that the tarot readings kind of I wasn't reading to the level that, I mean, I was making mistakes, right? But it was obviously I was having a conversation with someone, and that someone, whoever that was on the other end of the line, had their own opinions about things. And they weren't my opinions, for sure. So, and you know, I had a very personal relationship with the cards right from the get-go. And I think that was different to the other people that I was communicating with. I wasn't just reading the cards. I kind of made friends and sometimes, you know, made my disapproval.
Do you know that's really funny
No.
because that's what I say about the tarot cards. They've been my friends in times, in all times when I've needed them. They've been my friends, and they always give me the truth. And they say, don't they, that the tarot is like a picture book of our subconscious. It brings to light those things that are deep in the subconscious that we don't that we need to recognize and to see in that way. They've been my friends for a long, long time. Helpers,
So
guides, yeah.
yeah, I mean, my guides, one of the reasons I was so you know, so kind of hacked off with the whole thing was because I was just getting crickets. I was just getting no replies. I felt like I was on the end of some sort of celestial call waiting system, you know. Sorry, waiting. Wait times long at the moment. Do check our website for more information. It was really
When are you going to
frustrating.
get, when are you going to get, solid confirmation about things, like of the path that we're on? And that's where tarot comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, tarot won't. Sometimes it doesn't. It'll give us the information that we're in a process, and now is not the time to know. And we don't always hear what we want to hear,
True.
and you know, and that can be really frustrating, and that continues to be, you know, something that I still struggle with because I'm a very impatient person, even now.
Me too.
And it's the waiting. It's the, you know, it's the waiting. And our time is different to energetic time. Energetic time happens, you know, here, you know, year, 6 months. It's nothing. It's nothing at all.
Yeah, that's right.
We're on the slow road here. So, when they say soon, it may not be soon as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, that's right. And please describe, your amazing book. Just give us a little overhaul of it. Tarot, the Life Code, and how is it different? I love the
Yeah.
name.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's different because it's not in and of itself a learn to read tarot book. So there were no lists of card meanings in it. It's not a this is what this means, this is what this means. Not that kind of a book. What it does is it talks about tarot as a message in and of itself. So it looks at the entire system of the deck. It looks at the and it looks at the deck through a different lens. So we see the Fool and the Magician as two sides of the same coin. So the tagline of the deck, and also the book is Everything is Energy, which it is. And the Fool and the Magician are us using energy to create our lives. So if we talk about the tarot story, we've got the Fool as the potential of all things, and then the Magician's job is to take that energy, unpack it, and decide what he's going to, because he's an energetic conduit. Decide what he's going to bring to life, how he's going to master it, what he's going to do. And he does that boots on the ground by what he does, but also with his connection to the energetic realm. So he takes the potential, he brings it, he makes it real. But it's tricky because now that energy is in real life and it's being affected by its environment, so kinetic and potential energy. So we've got those two, and they stand at the top because they're the basically the most important part of the whole system. Now, if we take the Fool as potential energy, what is the Magician unpacking? He's unpacking the four aces. Aces are pure potential. They represent the four potentials that the magician has to unpack. So when we look at the minor arcana, instead of the minor arcana being, oh, our everyday, the mundane life, the this, it's not. It's the potentials inherent in each ace. So the ace of cups has the potential of the 10, but it also has the potential of everything in between. And that goes down through the suits. The major arcana stand as the guidance system by which to bring that ace to life in its most positive form. So in the suit of wands, that most positive form is the six, because wands are a tool, not a destination. So the minor arcana cards, the chariot to justice, which in my book is called the energetic realm, those five cards advise specifically on that minor arcana suit of wands. So each of the major arcana, other than the Fool and Magician, is split into the four suits. So each of those five card sections is referring directly to each of the four suits. So we have the emotional realms, the energetic realm, the mental realm, and then the realm of experience. Because in this way of looking at tarot, Pentacles represents experience, not just work and money and material things. It's not that simple. It's currency. It's our life's currency. Right. So, what do we trade with in life? In reality, our experience. The richer our life becomes, the more experienced we are, the richer our life becomes. And we cannot build a rich, abundant life. We cannot build the Ten of Pentacles, which in my deck is the goal of the whole thing. Cannot build that without experience. And so when we're lacking in experience, we're lacking in trading power, we're lacking in life trading power. So I'm simplifying it, but this is what it's all about. And the royals, they operate on the top line, and they tell us again on the ace to 10 sequence how to show up in each part of the sequence to do it right. So in this part, we're going to show up as a page. So we're in learning and exploration. This part, we've got to power through the difficult period between the four and the five. We've got the queen embodying the energy. And then as we get to the king, we are now in magician mode. And now we can affect things. Now we can control things. Now we can change things. So we have this whole thing. This whole system, which is telling us how to create this life that we want to create, and we get to decide what that life is. That's the book.
Wow. It's just amazing. Yes. And there's the book, but you've also got the cards. The cards go with them.
Yes, I
You've
have.
got them
This is,
there. Oh,
yes,
look.
these are the cards.
The life card. Beautiful.
And the cards came first. So the cards came about because I was messing about with my eldest son. And he also reads tarot because mama reads tarot and, he reads tarot too. And he designs board games. And so I was over at his flat and we were just messing about gamifying the tarot. We laid the minor arcana around in a circle. And then he said, okay, we're going to make the guiding star of tarot. And we were just, messing about together. And we started to lay these points of the star, which was the minor arcana. And he said, well, we've got four. If we have bases with five cards, we have four groups. So we got too many cards. We need 20 cards. So I just said, well, take the Fool and the Magician out and put them at the top and then join it. So he said, oh, okay. So we did that. Then he said, okay, where do you want your first star to, where do you want your first point of the star to go? I said, well, I know, put it at the High Priestess. Feels right. He said, okay, what's opposite? So, well, it has to be swords. What's in the middle here? That's wands. And then pentacles was left. It must be pentacles at the end. And when I looked at the suit of cups sitting over the High Priestess to the lovers, it was patently obvious that there was a really powerful connection between those five cards and the suit of cups. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. That sort of works, right? Huh. And then I looked at the suit of wands. Oh, I kind of see a connection there too. I maybe haven't got how, I mean, I don't know if this actually works, but it certainly looks like there's something going on. And then, of course, we put the suit of swords over the hanged man to the tower, and we're going, well, you know what? We've got an energetic correlation there too. How pentacles worked, I had no idea. I mean, I thought, well, maybe this is a coincidence. Perhaps it's just nonsense. And but I liked the idea that there was some sort of connection. And my immediate thought, because I'm very color focused, as you can see, was I wanted to see the whole thing connected with color. Because when you lay it out as a Rider-Waite version, which it was, you couldn't really see the connection strongly enough. It wasn't immediate. And I wanted to see it immediate. And that gave me the idea for the deck.
Yes. Wow. That's so beautiful. It really is. It really is. And tell us how tarot is a guidance system for life, a coded message from spirit to us. It's the way that they talk to us, isn't it? It's the way that our guides can talk to us. And a manual for how to live and enjoy a successful life. I mean, it's just so beautiful. That's the way that they connect, isn't it?
Yes, but I think it's bigger than that. It's actually even bigger than that. Yes, of course, it's a language between us and the energetic world. Absolutely is. But the deck itself is a message. And I think it's the same message that has been attempted to be delivered for millennia, as far back as Jesus, maybe before. Yes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So the message that I was given was I always hesitate to say it out loud, but the message was the Messiah experiment failed. And so what tarot is, no more messiahs. Tarot is under the radar. Because when you have a messiah, then what happens is the message gets changed, people take control of it, it gets subverted, and it gets owned. And this, and so tarot is a way of delivering the message. It's not controlled by anyone.
No.
And tarot is everywhere. It is in Azerbaijan, it is in Russia, it is in China, it is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it can be read by everybody.
Yes.
It's like that's code.
Yes, that's the code. Because we've all got Christ consciousness within. The second coming is not a man coming down to save us. We have to go within, and we, through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, and our inner work, we save ourselves. We go in to raise our energy to Christ consciousness. That's the second coming. We are the second coming. We are the life code. And so, and when we do the tarot, it's like our higher self, isn't it? Talking to us. That's always connected to the divine.
Yes.
We're tapped into that.
Yes. And I think it's important, because the other thing that it shows us when we look at the stories that run through tarot, so if we take the Ace of Cups as an example and we look at that emotional journey and all of those potentials that are within it, everybody can tell their emotional story through the Ace of Cups. Everybody can tell their life story through the Major Arcana. So when we look at this universal story and we realize that not only is it completely universal to every single human being on God's green earth, it's also completely unique to every single one of us. So we're all connected by the same stories. We may have different contexts and different versions, but the stories are the same, and we are all connected. We're all experiencing the same stuff.
Yes. Exactly, in different ways, but it's all the same. And that's why our road, our journey, our spiritual journey to God, to the goddess, to source, whoever you want to say, the creator, is all different. All the roads are all different. The journey's all different, but they're all just as sacred, because there's only, it leads us to the one source in the end, you know.
Sure it does, absolutely. And one of the other messages that sort of made itself apparent in this process to me while I was making the deck and And this whole system was sort of downloading, was the fact that we, oh, I mean, how can I put this? And this is a weird one, because before we think about the point, this is maybe contentious. The point is not to try and be super spiritual. The point is to be human and to do life right, and when we do that, we raise our vibration. And we raise our vibration, and when we start to raise our vibration, because we're living authentically, because we're putting love at the in with a capital L, we're living from that perspective. We are changing our relationship with fear. We are taking power in our lives in a really positive way. We know we have more power than we think we do. When we live from that position, our vibration rises, and we kind of find ourselves there by default.
Yes, because we're human and divine. You know, we're living in this human world. We have to be in this 3D, but human world to experience and but we're also got that spiritual side, that divine side to us, the spark, the divine flame within, and I think that enlightenment or self-realization is the bringing of them two together and having that balance between them, to live a successful life. And that's where tarot comes in.
And a joyful life.
Yeah,
And
joyful.
that's the point. Joy is not an option luxury. We are not here to suffer. And for me, that's the position from which I live. Now, that does not mean
You're not going
that we have to live
to
every day on cloud nine. Of course not.
Yeah.
But if we can't find that joy within ourselves, something is wrong. And we need to really step back and have a look at what's going on in our life from the larger perspective. And in a way, that's what this system, this way of looking at the deck gives us. And when I was sort of done creating everything, my friend Ray, who has been with me right from the beginning of my tarot journey, we've been friends for 20 years and sort of come up together, as it were. He's a very academic reader, and he's an ex-teacher, and he's a bright man. And I was telling, oh my God, and my brain was exploding with all of this. And he said, yeah, but what's it for? I mean, what's it for? He said, you've got to have some readings. People have got to be able to do readings. Like, I don't know. So I said, okay, I need to come up with a way of reading. So if this is a map, then there has to be a way of reading the map. So it's not a tarot reading like you would do a normal reading. So you don't take cards and put them out on a spread in the same way. To read within this system, that's not to say you can't and not to say you shouldn't. It's not negating any of that. It's just an alternative approach. And so what you do in this system, and all this is in the book as well, is you take one minor arcana card, one.
Yes.
And that is your you are here card. So when you're going to use a map, you've got to know where you are, right? So the minor arcana card tells you, I am here. This is the potential I'm operating in at the moment. And then what we do is we use just the tarot system to populate the reading. So if you choose the Six of Wands, the next two cards will be the seven and eight. The cards before that will be the five and the four. This tells you where you've been and it tells you where you're going. Underneath that, you'll have a major that informs directly on that position. And then you'll have supporting guidance and guidance for the road ahead. And then you will also have a designated major who will tell you how to show up in what energy to approach the next stage of your journey. And that is a reading that is populated purely by the structure of tarot on its own. And I wasn't sure if it would work. I thought, well, is this really valid? Because this isn't how we're used to reading.
Yes.
And so I got my friend Ray and I got one of my advanced students round. And we had a bottle of wine and we sat down and we tested it. And it was brilliant. It worked brilliantly. And it's like, oh my God, this ta the system of tarot creates the reading itself with one card. You then extrapolates into an entire guidance reading. And it was quite remarkable.
That is incredible. Yes. Wow. Wow. You intrigue me. I want to do it now. I want to do it. You know what I mean? Yes. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And in the book, I've got sample readings. So I have a reading for myself in the book as well. I have a reading for some clients of mine, and I also have a reading for a couple of students of mine. So there are four readings in the book. And I detail the readings and I talk about how we came to the conclusions we did, and you can, it's all completely laid out, so it's really obvious.
Yeah, that's a, it's amazing. It's amazing to give you, and it's such an, that means it's a real in-depth. It gives you the past, the present, and the future, and it gives you such an in-depth. So can you ask like specific questions about, you know, where your life's going, or if you've got this thing coming up that you're waiting for, you know, will it give you guidance on that?
If I mean to do a to do well, I mean, I think if you were if you had something coming up and you wanted to ask specific questions, I think you should probably use tarot in more of a traditional way. What this is a life map. So what we're doing is we're looking at our bigger picture. So when I did the reading for myself, I was writing the book. So I decided to do a reading on the writing of the book, where I was at that point and what my next steps would be and how I could support the process. So, all of what's laid out. And what came back was absolutely fascinating. I mean, I came where I was at that point was the Four of Pentacles. So I was now going to have to go through the five and the six, which is not, well, it's not fun to be honest. But what it gave me was it meant that I could go, okay, all right, so I'm here. I've come to this stable point. Now I have to get this book out there. And now I have to look at my own self, my own, am I going to self-publish? Do I have the money to do that in the five? I don't know if I do. Do I have the confidence to do it? Do I have the confidence to put this out there? And perhaps people will really hate it, right? So all of that five of pentacles wobble that comes up with that absolutely played out. But because I was forewarned, because okay, all right, I get this. Now I'm going to have to navigate through that. And as I got to the six, then that gives me that information. I'm going to need some help with this. Just, and off we went. And it was a really useful reading because it gave me a helicopter view of the process. And one of the things that tarot tells us is it's not that we don't, because we all do. Don't look too far ahead. This is part of the message. Don't look too far ahead. You'll drive yourself mental. What you need to do is look at the next two steps. That's all you ever need to know. You only need to know your next two steps. In the Hermit card, we are shown the hermit with the star in the lantern. All he can see is his next two steps. That's the trope of the card. And so that is a sort of a, that's a bit of advice when we're in the suit of wands, because in my system, the hermit is the regulation of the suit of wands. And it tells you you're going to have to You're going to have to work this out yourself. What do you think is wise? And don't do it. Don't look. Don't do it all now. Just literally one step at a time. Just do what you can see next and do that. And the whole, I just, when you really tune into it as that instruction manual, rather than us wanting reassurance, or which of course we do. I know we do. I do too. We all do. But if we can step back and look at the bigger picture, actually we find it more useful than looking for reassurance, or, I mean, you know.
Definitely.
Maybe both is good.
Yes, yes, yes. It's amazing. It really is amazing. You know, it's so different. But, yeah, I mean, and all of the, you were talking about the fall of the magician are the symbolic representations of potential and kinetic energy, and they help us understand the energetic, you know, creative process of life.
Yeah.
And the goal of the magician, the goal of the magician is for, well, in traditional, isn't it, manifestation, because he's got all the tools to be able to create.
Yes, but what I want to do with that, that's true, absolutely, 100%. But when we use the word manifestation, we get caught up in, oh, I have to do everything. Everything is, now, of course, everything is energy. But the magician also has to do stuff.
Action.
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 It's not just like we have to just intuit it. And it's not just, yes, that's a part of it.
Yes.
He must be an energetic conduit. Of course, as above, so below. We take what's above, we bring it down to earth.
Into
but
form.
Action.
He has,
he's boots on the ground. He's real, yeah. In real life. If we want to manifest,
yes,
we've got to do stuff.
To bring it into form, to bring it into reality. It's got to
bring
be
it into
it's got
form.
To be tangible. We've got to make it tangible.
Yes.
You know, the thoughts and what we want is out there, and you can, the feeling and the imagination, your feeling and your visualization, when they marry, psh, goes out there, you know, and then it comes back. It's like the magician pushes it out there, and it comes back to us as a feeling or a thought to make that action, to bring
yeah.
it to the material.
Yeah, because it's the action that matters. And when we look at the court cards, they give us a really interesting instruction manual on manifestation, which I don't think anybody has ever really talked about before. If we look at the kings as being where the magician wants to be, the magician wants to be the master of the energy, right? Because that's where you change things.
Yes.
Isn't it? That's your king energy. So therefore, we, in order to manifest, we must first of all be curious. We must first of all learn. We must learn about potential. We must learn about the potential that we want to bring to life. We must learn about the world we're going to bring that potential into. So if I want to write this book, I must be curious about, is there maybe a market for this book? What I have to learn about it from each of the pages, right? Once we've learned and once we've done that job as the page, then we have to turn into a knight and we have to take that learning and do something with it.
The action.
We take action. We absolutely do. So we take
what
action.
That's what the knights are, aren't they? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They're always on a mission. They're always taking action. Now, once we've taken action, something interesting happens. We change. Something shifts. And then we embody that in whatever most positive way we can. We embody it. That's the process. That's the queen. The queen takes the process within herself and she changes. And then she enables the king energy. You cannot manifest anything that is not first present within yourself.
Yes.
The queen brings the energy to life within herself because of the action she's taken as the knight, and that changes her and that enables that king energy.
Yes.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And there's your royals in action as the Bible of manifestation.
That's right.
Because your ace as a seed has to have fertile ground to grow in. There's the queen. The queen is the fertile ground. And we can look at the empress as being the repository of the four queens because she is the fertile ground. She is the creative hub. She is the one from which all things are born. And when we look at that connection, how beautiful is that?
Yeah. That's really beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Because it's just that's amazing. And how do the pages fit in with that?
The pages are the students. So the pages are the ones that are learning. So let's just say we have a project we want to do. Let's go back to the book analogy, right? So I have an idea for a book. There is my inspiration. So maybe that's my ace of swords, right? Ace of wands, right? I'm inspired. I really want to write this book. So the Page of Cups says, okay, how do I feel about this? Is this going to make me happy? I need to look at my own self, my little self. I need to know what's inside of me. I need to look at how, because everything is based on, I'm doing this because I'm fueled by it. It's going to make me happy. It's going to take me to the Ten of Cups because every creative project wants to connect out.
Yes.
And find its family,
yes.
Find its home. So we can take this context and we can make it work. So the Page of Cups is our innocent self. And our spiritual connections. So we're going to explore this project from that basis. Is this something that's going to make me happy? Is it going to fuel me?
Yeah.
Then, and that's going to take us through the ace, two, and three of each run. Then we look at our Page of Wands. Our Page of Wands is excited. He's also future curious. I'm a bit scared. Because it's once, it's scary, little bit. Do I have the confidence? Is there something out there? Can I do this? Can I bring this to life? I have to explore. I have to explore my inspiration. I have to explore whether I'm actually going to take the decision to do it in the Two of Wands, because that's my gateway. And then I have to look at the out there. Is there a market for it? Can I connect it out? Can I expand my vision into the real world?
Yeah.
Then we have our Page of Swords, and our Page of Swords might say, but you know what? There might be problems. We need to look at where the problems might be. We need to look at the fact you haven't got any time. Have you? You haven't got any time. People might hate it. What are you going to do? Because maybe the communication that come back won't be all that friendly. You've got to contend with that. Do you think you can contend with that? You need to actually do make the decision, because when you're sitting in the two, you're just not acting, are you? Why are you not acting? What's going on in your head that is making, what's your problem? What's your problem? Then we get to the Page of Pentacles. And the Page of Pentacles is like, do you know what? Just do it for the learning experience. Just why don't you just study it? Just do it because you'll learn from it. Just do it because it's a wonderful experience to have. Or, you know, study how you would write a book. Maybe you need to learn. It's all about learning. And so your pages set up your success. They're the ones that are going to help you make the decision. And that's your ace, two, and three. And then, of course, we get into four and five, and that's our knight. So, and the knight powers you through that difficult four and five energy, because that's where we get stuck.
Wow. It's so fascinating. It's really, I've never heard of being, tarot like this before. It's so unique.
Yes, it's quite mad, isn't it? It blew my mind as well.
It's really, really, really unique. I'm just like, wow, how to do that. Wow. And what about the cards like the yeah, so the Ten of Pentacles is the is the
Is
most
the goal.
is the goal. That's where we want to get to, the Ten of Pentacles. What about
Yeah.
the Wheel of Fortune as well?
The Wheel of Fortune falls within the suit of wands, and that's talking about how we use our will. So it falls within the instruction manual between the Chariot and Justice. So if we look at, and you'll see in the book, each of those five cards has a role. So the Chariot is the foundational ideal. I set a goal. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm going to put my will into action and motion. I'm not going to look back. I've got this.
The
I've
reins,
got this. This is
I'm off.
the Chariot. Yeah. In order to do that, we need to be able to be strong inside. We need to align ourselves with our goal, and we need to be strong enough not to be distracted and to power through any objections. So strength, so the Chariot and strength are paired. In the middle, that's our internal process. In the middle, as the regulation, we've got the hermit. You're going to feel alone in this. You're only going to be able to see two steps ahead. You're going to have to draw on your own wisdom, because sometimes you're going to feel like people are not helping, and that's just the way it is.
Yes.
This is going to be a path you have to walk. And you have to draw on yourself and your experience, and you're going to have to make the decisions. That's our regulation. That's how we're going to regulate. The Wheel of Fortune is external influences. So you can't control your environment. You can't control the twists of fate. Maybe fate will work in your favor. Maybe it won't. Maybe life will throw you a curveball, like COVID came in and everything got thrown for a loop. You can't control that. All you can control is you, your will, your confidence, your inspiration, your courage, and your passion. That's all you can control. You can't control the wheel. The wheel will turn or it won't.
That's
That's
right.
not for you to, you're going to have to contend with that. Know that. And then whatever you do in that, however you use your will, that takes you to justice.
Justice.
Justice tells you know what? You will judge the results, and others will judge you. We all judge. And what you consider to be right or wrong, what, the way that the consequences of your will, that's what's that's your going to be your deciding factor for good or for ill. And it comes back to the regulatory force, which is the hermit. So this is your five-card instruction manual on how to do the creative process, how to do your action in the world, and what you're going to have to contend with,
How
and
to
what to
bring it
bear in mind.
in, how to bring it into form, how to make it tangible.
of life. Or you can also get it from my website, which is janiceking.uk. Now that's Janice with an IS. Think Joplin.
And can we get the cards as well?
You can get the cards from my deck, from my site as well. Yes, you can. Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, honestly, Janice, thank you so much for, channeling this beautiful life code tool, of tarot, and for giving out to the world. Thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely gorgeous meeting you. Thank you.
Love.